There are no secrets to success. It is the result of preparation, hard work, and learning from failure. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, our friend Charlie from Charisma on Command points out 5 habits that virtually guarantee success in business and life. Enjoy.
Step number 1 to becoming an overnight success: put in the work for longer than any casual fan could possibly realize. In fact, work at your craft for years without recognition. Yeah, this one sounds like a bummer at first, but I've studied lots of people who blew up quickly, from Justin Bieber to the Paul Brothers to the Walmart yodeling kid, and what I found is that they almost all spend years honing their craft before they break through, and not just a few years. In fact, how many of his 15 million subscribers do you think that Mr. Beast had amassed after 2 years and nearly 500 videos? Take a guess at how many subs you think he had at that point. Got it? Well, here is the answer.
I've been doing YouTube for about 2 years now, and I'm approaching 1,000 subscribers, which is pretty awesome.
That's right. 1,000 subscribers after 2 years. So principle number 1 is to stop trying to find shortcuts and start practicing. Unless, of course, you're banking on reality TV stardom, because I actually think this breaks the rule that applies to every other facet of life. Now, to be clear, it's not just sticking with it that leads to success. This is one area that people get confused in, because they think persistence means doing the same tactic over and over despite never seeing any improvement or recognition. That is insane. The style of video was not going to hack it, for instance, for Mr. Beast. You need to keep your dream alive, but to try a variety of different approaches to actually make it come true. Listen to just some of the phases that Mr. Beast's channel went through.
I'm like, oh, people want to watch this stuff. So I started uploading more Minecraft. And then I got bored of Minecraft. I went back to Battle Pirates, that stupid Facebook game. I started uploading that. Then I started playing Call of Duty again. I started uploading that. And then when I had around 7,000 subscribers, I quit video games. I haven't played video games in like half a year. And I now upload IRL videos, because Call of Duty commentators are like a dime a dozen.
90% of those phases were short-lived and usually lasted about a month for Mr. Beast. In fact, that is a critical key. You are going to need to abandon perhaps 90% of your tactics quickly as soon as it becomes clear that they aren't getting traction. I only wish that I had learned that lesson faster with Charisma on Command. I spent 3 years writing blog posts and doing in-person coaching before trying YouTube and seeing success on a larger scale. The key was not to confuse a broken tactic, like blogging in my case, with my dream of running a business that I was truly invested in. So if you do have a dream, define the essence of it and do not confuse your current tactics with the overall dream. That is a surefire way to slow yourself down or actually never to get there. And that leads to the third point, and a major one. When you're deciding what your next project will be, and one option looks like a faster route and the other is something that truly interests you, go with the one that interests you, because both are going to require way more effort than you imagine. And most people will not put in years for a project that was only chosen because it was supposed to be easy. Pick something that you would do for free, because you probably will for quite some time. In fact, an excellent question to ask yourself if you haven't identified anything that you're passionate about yet is, what do I currently pay to do, or what am I doing right now for free? These are the things that you will be motivated to pursue even when the paycheck isn't instantaneous. Moving along, the next unique thing about Mr. Beast is that he really does make his content about other people. In addition to consistently promoting some of his favorite YouTubers, Mr. Beast's friends have also become some of the main characters in many of his videos. And what is almost so obvious that it doesn't even need to be said if you've seen his content is that Mr. Beast gives away a lot of money, literally over $1 million in total, and he was not born rich. Now, I do believe this is truly because he's a generous guy and wants to make incredible content, and this is truly incredible content, but you can't ignore that promotion spent on others can sometimes be more effective than promotion spent on yourself. In addition to being a much more surprising story than spending on your own ads, for instance, helping others engages the natural human tendency towards reciprocity. Now, this is no guarantee, but when it does work, it can be huge. page and gets you shoutouts and sort of recognition that would be impossible to get through just paying for it. This also ties to the last point, which is that Mr. Beast takes his earnings and doesn't just spend it on his own enjoyment first. Instead, he continually invests in growth. Now, this kind of deferred earning is extremely hard. Imagine working at something for 5-6 years, finally getting a sizable check from a sponsor, and then pushing it right back into the next video with no guarantee that people would even watch it. Now, that is what Mr. Beast essentially did. Now, that doesn't necessarily lead to short-term financial gain, and it didn't in Mr. Beast's case. If Mr. Beast had just pocketed the money, he would have been better off. But if there's anything that you can learn from Mr. Beast, it's that he isn't in the short-term game. Because in the long term, this has been a brilliant financial decision. 38 million views with 2 ad breaks is worth more than the 50,000 that he gave away to Ninja, and that's true for almost all of his videos. But the discipline to continually invest with no guarantee that you're going to make it back, that takes huge guts and steadfast dedication to playing the long game. He is sacrificing the maximization of profits today to build a sustainable brand that people trust and love. And if this video teaches you just one thing, I hope it is that we are all in the long-term game, like it or not. You will be reaping the results of your actions 10 years from now. And if you focused on short-term money grabs, you'll probably still be running those hustles without much growth. Instead, I'd recommend on focusing on the 5 principles covered in this video starting today. And in a few years, when people talk about your overnight success, hopefully you'll remember the day that it really started.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.